After voters in Davidson County decide who they're going to vote for, they're getting hit with another question, one that requires a little more reading. Metro Charter Amendment 1 pops up with three full pages explaining a citizen panel to review complaints against Nashville police. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez is here to clear up a few common questions about the proposal. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jason.
So if this were to pass, what powers would this community oversight board have?
This board would mostly do two things: investigate allegations against individual police officers and make broader policy recommendations. The board would be able to compel officers or other city officials to testify, to provide records. But there is a big check on their power. They can only make recommendations about discipline. Their findings would either go to police leadership or the local prosecutor to decide whether criminal charges are warranted.
Well, one of the criticisms of the proposal is the board would be stocked with political appointees. Can you explain who would actually be on the board?
Well, first, no one from law enforcement or recently in law enforcement or married to law enforcement is allowed on the board. That has been criticized by some leaders, including Mayor David Briley, who says the police should have been more involved in setting up this framework. But the board would have 11 unpaid members, and they'd be required to go through police training. Seven of the members would be nominated in the community, two picked by the Metro Council, two picked by the mayor. The trickiest wording is that four members must live in, quote, economically distressed communities, but the bill doesn't define exactly what that means.
Well, unlike, say, the Senate or the governor's race, there hasn't been that much in the way of advertising about this. But there has been one ad. It's funded by the Fraternal Order of Police, but it sort of makes Amendment 1 look like a tax hike.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions about that one ad. For one, it doesn't mention police or community oversight. Instead, it suggests that Amendment 1 is being pursued by politicians seeking power, which doesn't really match what has happened. Nashville's mayor and the Metro Council have not strongly backed this idea. The ad also references a $10 million tax increase. Frankly, there would be no tax increase. The truth is that the Oversight Board would get an annual budget of at least $1.5 million. Most of that would pay nine full-time staff members who would work with the 11 citizen members. But that money would come out of the existing city budget.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Jason.
You can find a breakdown of Amendment 1 and the other Metro Charter amendments appearing on the ballot at our website, wpln.org/elections2018.